everyone. Glad to have you back here on Mormon Channel Daily. Life goes by in a blink of an eye. One moment, your children are babies learning to walk. And the next, they're getting married and having babies of their own. Because life moves so quickly, why should we waste our time focusing on things that don't matter or things that have no eternal value? Today, we're going to be talking about how to live your life meaningfully and how not to stress on the little things. Don't go anywhere. This past weekend, we had the opportunity to go on a quick weekend trip with my husband and his family, and it was so nice to have everyone together and be able to spend time with one another. And I had the chance to sit down and talk to my mother-in-law, and she was telling me stories about her children when they were young and how fast time has gone by. She then reminded me to not focus on those things which have no eternal value, and to appreciate and live for the things that do. In Matthew's, we read, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So where is our heart? Where is your treasure? What value are you giving to your life? President Monson shares with us three things to help us to our eternal happiness. And the first one is to learn from our past. The past doesn't necessarily mean learning from our personal past experiences, but also the experiences of family members who came before us, our ancestors. Looking back on their sacrifice, on the things that they did to establish a strong and stable footing for generations to come, each of us has a heritage. This heritage provides a foundation built on sacrifice and faith. And one of the ways that I was able to learn about my heritage was through journals that my mom made for us. They had pictures and birthdays and marriage dates and stories about our family members that had come before us. And it gave me a new appreciation of who they were and what they did and how they allowed us to have a better future and a better life. For me, I always felt so thankful to my grandparents who were the first to accept the gospel and to be baptized. And because of that, my parents were able to, and they taught me. And that's something that I will always be grateful to my grandparents. Of course, learning from the past can also apply to us personally. The purpose of this life is to learn and to have experiences. And the only way that we can do that is by trial and error. We make mistakes and we learn from them. We learn what is right and wrong, and we become wiser for the next time. Because our world is constantly changing and developing, it's so important that we adapt and prepare for the future as well. We must cope with these advances, and the scriptures promise that if ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Fear is a deadly enemy of progress. The world tries to tell us not to worry, to do whatever we want, just to live in the moment all the time, that we can live however we want to live because we're going to die tomorrow and none of it's going to matter. But we know that this is not true. It's necessary that we prepare, plan, and set goals. We don't know the kinds of things that we'll have to face in our lives in the future. So it's better to be prepared, to plan ahead, and to work towards something instead of just letting our life pass us by. Preparation may be hard work, but it is essential to our progress. The last step that President Monson invites us to do is to live in the present. I remember reading a story of an older woman who had spent her whole life living very, very frugally, and she never gave herself even a little bit of room to splurge, you know, on herself. She wanted to save up for a rainy day and saved, But through that process, she forgot to enjoy her present. She was so caught up with the vision of her future and enjoying everything later on that she didn't realize she was missing out on so much of the right now. And then one night, she quietly passed away in her sleep, leaving behind everything that she had worked and saved for, and never getting to enjoy any of it. Sometimes we let our thoughts of tomorrow take up too much of the today. Remember, today is the opportunity. Today is what we should grasp onto. President Monson quotes, "Don't save something only for a special occasion. Every day in your life is a special occasion." The truth is, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. And yesterday is long and gone, so we really only have today to hold on to and accomplish the things we want to accomplish. So don't sweat the petty things that happen. Don't give attention to those things that have no eternal value. Treasure up in heaven those things that really matter, like family, friends, the gospel, gaining knowledge, service. Quit wasting your time worrying about the unimportant things in life. So the dishes aren't washed, so the laundry's not made. Go play with your kids. Let them know how much you love them. Give your spouse a hug and a kiss. There are so much more to life that we can appreciate, and we can do that by learning from our past, planning for our future, and living in the present. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Let us know what you thought of today's show and leave us a comment below. Remember, you can always tune in every Monday through Friday for your daily uplifting message.